It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko.
If someone described our job as kink-friendly, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And this is a reality that intimacy coordinators right across Hollywood, the film, TV industry, experience all the time because they coordinate the intimate scenes of the TV show or film they are working on. I have just had a million questions. So how perfect that all the way from Los Angeles, we have an intimacy coordinator joining us, Amanda Blumenthal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. I mean, my first question, how do you feel about being referred to as kink friendly?
I'm pretty used to it at this point. It's part of my everyday, so I feel pretty good about it.
So good. For anyone who doesn't, you know, maybe not putting two and two together about the intimate scenes that you coordinate, what does an intimacy coordinator do?
Yeah, so basically our job is to help keep actors safe on set when they're performing in scenes of nudity, simulated sex, and other types of intimate content.
So when you're putting this together, how many, like, rehearsals are you doing for that particular scene? Are they starting off closed? People do dress rehearsals. Are they doing, like, non-dress rehearsals?
Yeah, so it really depends on the scene. If we're lucky and we have the time, then we do hold rehearsals. During rehearsal, the actors are clothed. We typically don't practice kissing or anything like that. And it's just a really basic run-through of what is the blocking of the scene, where are hands going, things like that, when is dialogue going to be said. Even, you know, before we do go and start shooting on the day, we'll do a really quick rehearsal. But oftentimes we don't have a whole lot of time to flesh out these kinds of scenes.
Does it become, like, super choreographed? Like, I've had to do some kissing scenes before on film, and it becomes so mechanical that you forget what you're doing. It becomes like a dance or something. Do you have a go-to trick to get them back in the zone and in the mood?
So for some actors and directors, they really like having everything choreographed out ahead of time. So then it is very much like doing a dance. For other actors, they prefer to take a bit more of an improv-based approach to these kinds of scenes.
Yeah, Amanda, I can imagine, particularly in light of the Me Too movement, you know, you might have one actor who's like, nah, let's just feel it out. Let's just do this improv you're talking about. But then someone be like, no, I want to know exactly where your hands are going. This is my job. This isn't, you know, you're not my partner. Exact step by step, I want to know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, and in those kinds of situations, we just go with, you know, whatever the comfort level is of the person who is geared more away from doing improv. So if someone really wants a scene to be choreographed, then that's what we end up going with to make sure that that person feels safe, because we don't ever want anyone to feel like their safety is being threatened in the space. And also, if someone is feeling, you know, really nervous or incredibly uncomfortable because they're worried about their scene partner touching them in some way or doing something that they don't want to have happen, then they really can't focus on their performance. And so the scene really suffers.
And a friend of mine who works in Hollywood has said that when people are doing scenes where there's full nudity and they're touching, that they wear some kind of body sleeve. Is this true? And if so, how do they work?
So I've never heard of a body sleeve, but we do have what are called modesty garments. And so for people with penises, it's called a modesty sock. It covers all the genitals. For people with vulvas, we have a different type of modesty garment that is basically like a thong that doesn't have straps on the side. It sticks on to the body and covers the genitals so that actors are never actually having any kind of contact between their genitals. And of course, we do this for sexual health and safety reasons.
And with those, like the modesty things for males, because you know when a male gets excited, we all know what happens. Does it block that if a male, because naturally you wouldn't be able to help it if a male gets excited on set? Like, do you notice? Does the other actress notice?
Do you have to wait till it goes away?
Yeah, what do you do there?
Yeah, so if someone with a penis gets an erection, you know, this is something that they can't necessarily control, especially when, you know, a person is putting their body in a sexualized situation. It, you know, your body responds to that, and you don't necessarily have to be turned on in your mind. And often when you're doing these kinds of scenes in front of a crew of, you know, 15 people, sometimes more, depending on what the scene is, you're probably not feeling particularly sexy in that moment, but your body might be responding. In order to address that, we use different types of barriers between the actors in order to create more space than simply just a piece of fabric.
Right. So, Amanda, you obviously know all these tips and tricks to make, you know, those simulated scenes realistic. Are you the queen of faking it yourself?
So when it comes to making a scene look more realistic, we pay attention to certain cues that people are giving off with their bodies that will read to an audience as either, you know, pleasure, enjoyment, all different sorts of cues. And so that can include things like the breath. It's things like how much eye contact, what is the type of touch. There's so many different pieces that we're looking at, and it's actually a very technical process because at the end of the day, the actors are performing and they're telling a story.
So any ladies or guys out there who are prone to faking it, to wrap stuff up, you know, make sure breath, eye contact, all these things.
Where can I to finish?
Well, Amanda, absolutely fascinating stuff. Amanda Blumenthal, intimacy coordinator all the way from LA. Thank you for your insights there.
Yeah, absolutely. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Amanda. It's Nick, Jess and Ducker on Hit 106.9.